Can people hear me? On the top of Vav Omer Aleph, five lines from the top, the Gemara says, Bo Minemi Rava, the Est Talmidim, and Rava's Yeshiva asked the Shaila, where the Shibud, the din is that Shutvis Akum Patas from Chi of Chala, provided the Shutvis Israel. Let's say it's 50-50 shutfis. So if the chelek ha'Yisrael is less than shir isas midbar, less than 3 pounds of flour, then you're not chayv. So what if the chelek ha'akum is not that it belongs to the akum, just that it's meshubit? Adi have a shibud on metaltlim? Usually you don't have. Usually you don't have a shibud on karka. So Gemara is talking if it's arnuna, if the government. The government is matal shibud. Just like the Gemara says in Cheskas Sabatim, if Reuven borrows money from Shimon and he writes, not only should my karkos be meshubit to the malva, even the metaplim should be meshubit agav karka. So shibud is a kinyan lachatzayin. So just like kinyan agav works, the mission and the end of the first perek in Kedushin, just like kinyan agav works to be a mak the metaplim agav karka, kinyan agav works to be meshabed metaplim agav karka. And then in the Malchus, is like Hefkebezen. Din and Machusa, or more correctly, Hefkebezen, Hefker is based on Din and Machusa. That was the Dvar Abram's Echocha from the Tosfos in the first parak in Sanhedrin. So just like we know in Halacha that Bezen can declare ownership and non-ownership, so too the government can declare ownership and non-ownership. The government doesn't even need the Kinyan Agav. We just proved from Agav that in rare cases there can be Shibud Nechasim HaMetaltalim. So the government just says we're making, we're being matal shib nechasim on the metalpam. So what if the nature of the shib, there are two types of shib nechasim. Sometimes the shib nechasim is such that the loived, or the one who is mukhiv to pay the taxes, the citizen of the country, is yochalas aluke bezuzin. Sometimes any yochalas aluke bezuzin. The government really wants the money. They don't want the grain and they don't want the behemoth. But is it the prerogative of the loyver to be misalik mezuzah? The prerogative of the citizen who has to pay the taxes, yochalas aluke mezuzah, then it's a lower level of shib nechasim. If it's any yochalas aluke mezuzah, then it's a stronger level. So the Gemara has two versions over here, whether a shibud nechasim, shib nechasim is like a kinya lachatzon. Whether shib nechasim, yochalas aluke mezuzah, is that also called shut v'sakum? That chelik is potter, or yarakam b'yemtza, that the whole b'chor b'hem mutar won't apply at all, or not. So the top tesis has a kasha. How can there be two versions in the top tesis on Vav Amud Aleph, the Ibn Aschel Hassam tesis has a kasha? How can there be two versions in our Gemara? There's a beferish Gemara in Ezeo Neshech that... where the Gemara there is talking about shut v'sakam pattering from Bechoro. So the Gemara says that even though yochalus aluke b'zuzay, still that shibun achosm is enough to patter from Bechor behematar. So how can there be two versions in our Gemara? So Tosis gives a very interesting answer. Shiny Hossam, Tosis said there's a difference. There's a difference. If originally I owned, one person owned completely this item, then gives over ownership to another person, but he retains for himself a shibud nechasim. So to retain a shem bailim, to retain a bailus, originally I had the full bailus, it was shali legamre. Then I give over the bailus to someone else, but I retain a shibud nechasim. Even though that shibud nechasim that I'm retaining is yochalus aluke mezuzah, it's the lower level, but that's sufficient to retain a bailus. But if I don't own the thing at all, and I acquire yesh meyayin, the government makes over here. The farmer owns the behemis, and the farmer owns the tvua. And then the government declares, dina the machus, dina arnuna, behemis arnuna, isis arnuna, the government declares, and have the right to, have a right to levy taxes, and have the right to make kinyon, and without any need from my sikinya, like hefke bezna hefke. So the government declares that they have a shibud nechasim, which is a lower level, a yochalas aluke mezuzah. But the government didn't own anything over here. The farmer owned everything based on because the karka belonged to the farmer, and the peris that grow, the tua that grows on the karka, zaroi ashbach, all the behemoths belong to the farmer. Then the behemoths give birth, so the vlodas belong to the farmer. So the government makes a declaration that they mishabed all of the vlodas with a lower level of shibud, that yochel l'sahuluk ebezuzi, the citizens have the prerogative to pay off with money. So that's the lower level of shibud nechasim. So to become, to get a shem bailam based on that, to consider yad akum b'yemza, bailas akum, that not. It's easier to retain a shem bailas than to create a shem bailas. So that's what Rabbi Kiveger is mitzayin in the Gilyan Hashas. He tells you, look, in Baba Basan Nun, Amar Aleph, the Tosfos goes over to Amid Beis. There's such a similar distinction there on a totally, on a different topic, but it's along the same lines. The Gemara there is speaking about there was a machleg zabiechen and Reish Lakish. This is one of the three exceptions to the rule. The Gemara says, usually whenever there's a machleg zabiechen and Reish Lakish, Ruba de Ruba, in all the cases, we pass on like Rabbi Yechanan, except for three cases where we pass on like Reish Lakish. This is one of the three cases, because there was a machlokes, Rabbi Yechanan Reish Lakish, but the kinyan peris ki kinyan aguf dami, or not ki kinyan aguf, means who has the shem bailam, the one who has the kinyan peris, the one who has the kinyan aguf. So we pass on la'alocha like Reish Lakish, kinyan peris lav ki kinyan aguf dami. It's relevant for Bikurim. Can you say, can you recite Mikra Bikurim if all you have is a Kenyan Paris? Is that called Ha'adomash and Asatali Hashem? Is that called, does that have a Shem Bailas? So Tosis suggests that there are Tanoim who would distinguish if originally I owned the entire Bailas on the whole thing and then I gave everything away, but I retained the Kenyan Paris for myself. So Kenyan Paris is sufficient to retain a shem bailam. But if I don't own the thing at all, you own it, and you're giving me kinyan peris, and kinyan peris is there, kinyan peris lavke kinyan aguf. If all I get is kinyan peris, that's not enough to create a shem bailas. But if I had a shem bailas and I want to retain ownership of a kinyan peris, that's enough to retain a shem bailas. So that's the same distinction that Tosfos has over here between retaining a bailas as opposed to initiating a bailas. Here it's not with respect to kinyan peris, here it's with respect to whether the shibud nechasim ametaltlim, the lower level shibud nechasim, that's yochel l'saluke bezuze, the weaker form of shibud nechasim, yochel l'saluke bezuze, whether that's considered baila sakum, shutva sakum, that it should partner from b'chor. Okay, then the Gemara, it's an interesting svara that Tosfos came up with, and it's in both areas, but you get a difference between retaining a shem bailas as opposed to initiating a din bailas. Then the Gemara, about 15 lines from the top, has two dots, Tan Rabbanan, says it's at the Sefta Perik Beis in Psochim. Nochin shenichnas lachatzer v'sheitzol b'tzeka b'yodoy. Nochin is holding a sandwich in his hand. Ein azokak levayer. The chomis doesn't belong to the Yisrael, and the Yisrael was not in the Kabbalah, right? So it's not his responsibility. If Kido etzlo, if he's mekabel acharei, zokek levar. Yichud labai zen is zokek levar. How do you translate yichud labai? So this is a machlekes Rashi and the Ri. So Rashi learned yichud labai means it's not if Kido etzlo. The Israel was not mekabel acharei. The Nachri asks him, can I leave my chametz in your apartment? He said, do whatever you want. Gazante hakabais munach lafanech. Do whatever you want. If Kido etzlo, what does he say? Yichud labai says, if you want, leave it over there. But he was never mekabel acharei, ein azokek levar. Tosfos finds that difficult. It doesn't continue in the hemshach of the Gemara, because Gemara is going to discuss why is Yichud labai ein azokek levar. Gemara thought, because chiris kanya. What does it have to do with Schiris Kanya? The reason why is and the Gemara asked the Kasha from the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah, that Chafalov, that it says Schiris Lo Kanya, that if the Yisrael rents his apartment to an Oibid Avodah Zarah, who's machlis to Teich Avodah Zarah, usually on a holiday, or when a baby is born and when somebody dies, usually they'll bring an Adobishal Avodah Zarah into the apartment. So the landlord is in violation of the din of Lasavi Seid, Al Beisach HaTeva, means Adobishal Avodah Zarah. So you're not allowed, even though the Avodah Zarah doesn't belong to me, the apartment belongs to me, and I rented it to the Nochri. We say Schiris Lo Kanya, and the owner of the apartment is called the Bailim. So the Yisrael who owns the apartment is in violation of the din of Lasar Bisei Bisecha when the Nochri brings the Avodah Zarah into the apartment. So you see that Schiris Lo Kanya. If he would have said Schiris Kanya, so the Nochri is the owner of the apartment. Nochri is bringing the apartment kikama ayil lebeisad den afshekama ayil. He's bringing the Avodah Zarah into his own apartment. So why should there be an iser? So the Gemara proves from the Mishnah Avodah Zarah schiris lo kanya. So that's the Gemara's kasha. How can you say over here that if yichad lo bayis ein zokek levayir? And the Gemara thought the reason why is because schiris is kanya. So the Chama said bebeiso shalakom. So Tez says, but according to Rashi, Yichud Labayis means that the Yisrael was never Mekabel Achrayis. So what does it got? What did the Gemara mix in about whether Schiris Kanya, Schiris Lo Kanya? That's why the Re Balatos disagrees with the Rashi, the Rabbein Tam. Kosher the Re, it doesn't read straight in the Hemshech HaGemara about Schiris Kanya. Pirush Rabbein Tam, I feel about Achrayis, Mari. No, the Yisrael was Mekabel Achrayis, but the din is, you only violate by Yeroi, by Yemotze, and Chemtze Shal Nachri, Shiki Bolol, of Yisrael Achrayis, if it's Bishus of Shal HaYisrael. But if Yisrael's Mekabel Achrayis, Al Chemtze Shal Nachri, Bebesu Shal Nachri, so then there's no Bal Yeroi, by Yemotze, if it's Bebesu Shal Nachri. So that was a Gemara thought. If Kida Etzlo Zokik, the second line in the Tosefta, the first line of Tosefta says, Nochri Anichus Lachatzeri Shasa B'tzeke B'yodoi Ein Azok Lebay. There's no Ba'yira. Chemtze Shal Acherim. Chemtze Shal Nochri. There's no Ba'yira. Hivkida Etzlef Kibbal Alav Chayis. There is Ba'yira. However, there's an exception to this rule. If Yichud Lo Bayis, then the Chometz is Bebeiso Shal HaNochri because Schiris Kanya. Even though there in Maseches Avodah Zarah we paskin and call it Tarkul Schiris Lo Kanya. But the Gemara says over here, this is an exception to the rule. The first wide line on Bava Manab Shiny Hacha, and again to this din of Kibbul Olav Achrayis, Yisrael is in violation. Bal Yirah by Matzah Shiny Hacha Dafka Achmana Beloshin Lei Matzah Misha Matzah Biyadecha Yotzis Hashem Matzah Biyadecha. In order to violate Bal Yirah by Matzah, we require that the Chomer should be Beshusa Shel HaYisrael. And here, since he rented the apartment to the Nochri Yichud Lo Bayis. So it's considered as if the chometz is bebeisu shal nachri. Yisrael kibbal achrayis achemtzot shal nachri bebeisu shal nachri. There's no bal yira. Here it's an exception to the rule. Here we say that schiris is kanya because mishematze biyodech. Okay, that's really what you see from the Gemara. Then the Gemara continues on the second wide line. Amar Rabbi Yehuda was a talmud of both Rabbi and Shmuel. Very often he quotes things in the name of Rav. Very often he quotes things in the name of Shmuel. So here he quotes, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Hamotzi Chametz B'Beisa B'Yontif. He made B'dikas Chametz before Pesach, and he was Mavatl Chametz. Gemara has on the bottom of Zayin on the base, 20 lines from the bottom, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, the same Amara. Abedik Tzarch She'ivatl. Right immediately following B'dikas Chametz, the one who does B'dikas has to be Mavatl Chametz. So here he's Mavatl Chametz. Then, he didn't do such a good job at the Bedika. Comes out that he forgot about a whole piece of chametz. Amitz chametz bebeisa biyontif. It's already yontif Pesach. Cut for all of a sakli. So it says on the side, Ein Tesek Suba Zainam and Aleph. What's the Tesek? That's an important Tesek. We discussed it already. That the Gemara said on the top line, the last line of Hey Amad Alu going over to the top line on Hey Amad Beis. Amar Rava, Shema Minam B'Rebbe Akiva Plas. How did Rebbe Akiva prove that the Pasuk Ach B'Yamarish and Tashbisa is referring to Erev Pesach? Maybe refers to Pesach, the first day Pesach. So he said it cannot be because Rebbe Akiva thinks like Rebbe Yehuda, Ein B'Yacham Tzala B'Sreifa, and Havar is a Malacha. And it's only permissible to do malach on yantiv letzarach ha'chal nefesh, and he doesn't believe in tzarach ha'yam k'tzas. You don't say that since havor is mutter letzarach ha'chal nefesh to cook food or adinami, you'll be permitted to do havor in order to fulfill the mitzvah of tashbisu. So since Rabbi Akiva doesn't believe in mitoich, so therefore you cannot read the pasuk ach bayom rishon as referring to the first day Pesach, there wouldn't be any heter to burn the chametz. That's the simple reading of the Gemara. So it comes out halacha lemaisa that we do paskin. We hold that there's a machlekes bisham and bisilu, where the same mitoch and the din is like bisilu, that you do the same mitoch. Rabbi Akiva apparently had a tradition lenechluku bisham and bisilu bedover that there never was such a machlekes. But we assume there was a machlokes, and we paskin like Bisila that there is a din mitoch. So amotzi chametz bebeisoy bepesach, he should be allowed mitoch shehutra habora letzorach achol nevi shehutra nami letzorach hayam ktsas. It's a tzorach hayam ktsas to fulfill the mitzvah of tashbisu. Tashbisu is not only an erev Pesach. Tashbisu is for the whole duration of Pesach. Also, there's a mitzvah of tashbisu. So why does it say? And then after he says Havdolah Mitzvah Yontif, then he's going to burn the chametz. Let him burn the chametz right today on Yontif, on Pesach. That's Tosfos Kasha. In Ksuvos Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. That's Tosfos Kasha. So Tosfos says that Rashi on Ardaf, Tosfos in Ksuvos Dav Zayin points out that Rashi on Ardaf came to answer the Kasha. And Rashi says, the answer is, you want to do Havara, which is a real Melocha Deraisa, because of Mitoich. Mitoich Shu'u Trabu, Letzorach Nam Bishalo, Letzorach Al-Khanavish, as long as Tzorach Hayam Ktsas, how great a Tzorach is Havara over here. He already was Mevatel Lachom Tzaner Pesach. So Mederaisa, Bebitol Bial Masagi. That was the Gemara on the previous daf, and Dalin on the base. So it's only a Mitzvah Mederabonan that he has to burn the Chom. It's a Mitzvah Mederabonan. Is not considered a tzorach on the level of their isa. On the level of their isa, the fellow is doing a malocha of havara, and he's doing it because of a tzorach of a mitzvah midrabbanan. So that's insufficient tzorach. So that was what the Shagasariya tainted. People carry the machsa to shul. What do they need a machsa for on Rosh Hashanah? There's no Arab, let's say, in the city. So what do they need a machzor for? In order to say the piyutim. Because if you have a regular city, you have the tefillah. So it isn't even a tzorech midrabban. It's a minik to say the piyutim. So are you permitted to do a malacha for it? Mitoch shuhutru ha'itzor. Lezorech ha'chonav shuhutru namah ha'itzor. Shalom, lezorech ha'chonav. You have to have a tzorech ha'yam ktsas. The malacha ha'itzor is a malacha deraisa. So you're doing for a tzorech ha'yam ktsas of a minik. According to Rashi, the Tzorach HaYam Ktsas has been on the same level as the Malacha. So if you're dealing with the Malacha Deraisa of Hoytzoa, you have to have a Tzorach of Hoytzoa. The Tzorach of reciting Piyutim is only a minik. That was the Chumrah of the Shagasar. So the later Achreinim say that the common practice is Lahokal because we follow what Tosfos writes in Shabbos and in Erevin a few times. Ein lanu rishu saram deraisa bizman hazeh. Why not? Because the Balei HaTosfos followed that opinion. Some had a girsa in the Gemara like that. And our Gemara doesn't really say it, but Tosfos interprets it in different Gemaras. In order to be Rishu Saram Deraisa, there has to be Dumiya de Digle Midbar. All the Melochas, all the 39 Melochas of Shabbos are learned out from the Mishkan. So the Gemara says, so it's also learned out from the Mishkan because the people came, they took possessions that they had, Zohar, Kesem, and the Choshes, Tcheles, V'Agomo, Telas, Shana, V'Sheish, all the 13 things mentioned in the beginning of Parshas Truma. So all the things they brought from their Rishu Zayecha, they brought it into the street to those who were collecting from Malachas HaMishkan. So they did Hoytzor from Rishu Zayecha into Rishu Zayecha. So in order to be an Isa, their Isa of Hoytzor from Rishu Zayecha to Rishu Zayecha has to be Shishim Ribon. Because the Pasuk tells us what the population was. What's the significance of telling us Shishim Riba would change? Shesh Me'asalaf V'Shlosha Salam L'Chamesh Me'os V'Chamishim. What's the relevance of writing that? The answer is for Hilcha Shabbos, that it's only a Rishu Saram Deraisa if you have Shishim Riba. Many Rishonim disagree. That's what the Mishnah Brura quotes from the Mishkanes Yankov. Mishkanes Yankov was a Talmud of Rab Chaim Balozhin, Rab Yankala Karlina. So he was ma'arar on all Eruvin in Europe. All Eruvin were all based on the assumption that the Yisra Hoytzor and the little villages is only the Rabbanim. So that's what they relied on Tzuras HaPesach. When you have two poles and you have a string on top, or you have a board on top, that's a Tzuras HaPesach. Let's say if you go from one room to the other, you put a mezuzah. So that's a din deraisa yonim mechuyev to put a mezuzah. There's a tzuras haPesach. What is the definition? Tzuras haPesach. Konim mikam vekonim mikam vekonim agabem. Shtei mezuzahs and a mashkov. So shtei mezuzahs and a mashkov was a hayrashah once in the history of the world for Pesach Mitzrayim. That's where they put the dam. But the doris there is no such din. But tzuras haPesach is relevant for hilchas mezuzah, and tzuras haPesach is relevant for kilayim deraisa. Let's say you're going to plant grapes on one side of the fence and grain on the other side of the fence. You can plant up until the fence. But if you have a mechitza of 10 tefachim tall, even though under the ground the grain and the grapes are yonik from each other, that's not a problem. Since you have a fence 10 tefachim above the ground, that's okay. What if the fence falls down? What if you don't have any fence? So the Mishnayos say that it's sufficient if you have a Tzuras HaPesach. So you see that the Chazon Ish writes, you see from the Mishnayos that Tzuras HaPesach is Mater Anisa Kilayim Deraisa. We're talking about Kiloy HaKerem and Eretz Yisrael. That's L'chol HaDeis HaDin Deraisa. So Tzuras HaPesach is a Din Deraisa. The Prima Gaon raises the possibility, maybe although Tzuras HaPesach is a Din Deraisa, it's Mater Kilayim Deraisa, maybe for Shabbos purposes, the whole din, that if you have a Tzuras HaPesach surrounding an area, Tzuras HaPesach is dinik and mechitza, and it's makiv the area, makes into Rosh Hashanah, maybe that's only midirabbanan. Maybe there's a difference between Tzuras HaPesach for the purpose of being matir kilayim and Tzuras HaPesach for the purpose of Shabbos. Why should there be a difference? The Chazon Ish doesn't see a difference. He says the Prima Gaon made a mistake. How can Mishnah Berurah quotes a suffix from the Prima Gaon? Whether Tzuras HaPesach that works in Hilchos Shabbos to be Matir Tiltul, that you're allowed to carry when you have a bungalow colony, you have a camp, you have a hotel, so everybody always makes it Tzuras HaPesach around and around, and they assume you're allowed to carry. So the Prima Gaon raises the possibility, maybe Tzuras HaPesach for Shabbos purposes to be Matir Tiltul only works with the Rabbanim. So it'll only work if the whole Yisrael Haitzah to begin with is only the Rabbana, Hei Mamre, Behei Mamre. But if you're really dealing with the Rosh Hashanah Am Deraisa, then the Tzuras HaPesach wouldn't work. Chazon Ish thinks that there's no difference between Tzuras HaPesach for Kilayim and Tzuras HaPesach for Shabbos. If it works for Kilayim and HaTorah, then it works to carry on Shabbos also and HaTorah. What's the Svara of the Prima Gaon? So the Galatiana Achronim explain that the din Tzuras HaPesach by Shabbos for carrying for Shabbos not the same as kilayim. By kilayim, you don't have to have a complete circuit. Let's say you have I own two fields, one next to the other, and I put a wall, the Tzuras HaPesach separating between the two. It's not makif the sota to the right, and it's not makif the sota to the left. It's just a mechitza hamafsekis. It's mafsik between the grapes on the one side and the grain on the other side. So it's a mechitza hamafsekis on the level of the rice. But for Shabbos purposes, to be allowed to carry, you have to be makiv an area and label the areas of Rishu Sayochit. So that's what the Galatian Achrayim interpret within the Prima Gaon, that the Prima Gaon thought that a Tzuras HaPesach could be considered a mechitza hamakefes. That's only midirabbanan. That it's a mechitza hamafsekis. That's all you need for to be Matir Kilayim. That's on the level of Deraisa. It's Matir Kilayim HaKerem. And Eretz Yisrael, that's L'chol HaDeis Deraisa. But to be Matir Tiltul on Shabbos, you need a Mechitza HaMakefes, Makev, the whole area. So the Prima Gaon thinks that could be that it's only Midirabbanan. Yeah. Even if you hold like the Chazon Ish, that Tzuras HaPesach is a Din Deraisa, that it's Matir Tiltul on Shabbos still, there's a Gemara in Eridin on Dapcha Beis, where the Gemara has a Machlekes Satanai. The whole idea of Mechitzas for Shabbos to be making an area into Rosh Hashanah is that the Mechitzas prevent the Hiluch HaRabim. The streets or the highways have Hiluch HaRabim, Bikua HaRabim, the Rabim Bokimbo. So Bikua HaRabim is one of the conditions that makes it into Rosh Hashanah Deraisa. So the Tanoim have a Machlekes in the Mishnah, Machlekes in a Chavdeis, a Manalef in there, Machlekes, Reb Yudin HaChachamim. What if you have a Mechitza that's so Shvach, you have Pasid Yiroz? That's the name of the Perek there. The Perek talks about Ois and Pasid. So if you have Pasid Yiroz, that it doesn't really prevent Hiluch HaRabim. It doesn't prevent the people from going through. And a lot of times, let's say in a bungalow colony, he put up an Erev, and in the middle of the week when the children play ball, so half of the children are inside the Erev, half of the children are out of the Erev, it doesn't... It doesn't really make a difference whether you're in the Erev or out of the Erev. It's not really... It doesn't prevent Hiluch HaRabim. The Erev that you make, it's Tzuras HaPesach, doesn't prevent Hiluch HaRabim. So that's a machlokes hatanaim. What's the din? Do you say osir rabim or mevat lemechitz? If the air, if the mechitzes that are mak, if the area to make an enter b'shus ayachid, don't really prevent hiluch haram. Is it legitimate mechitza? Is it still a b'shus ayachid or not? So it's a machlokes hatanaim. But then the Gemara shows that all the tanaim hold that's Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanim. All the tanaim hold that if it's a mechitza b'riya, if it's a sturdier mechitza api halacha. If it's a sturdier mechitza, then it's good. It's a good mechitza to create a reshus hayachid, even if it doesn't prevent hiluch haram. And if it's a mechitza gerua, it's a shvacha mechitza al pidin. Then also rabim and mabat lemechitza. The fact that it doesn't prevent the bikua harabim cancels the din mechitza. And the machlokes hatanaim is when is it considered mechitza gerua? When is it considered a mechitza bria? When is it a sturdy mechitza? So that's what some of the Rishonim say, not all. Some of the Rishonim say, Tzuras HaPesach is a very flimsy mechitza. You just have kanim, al gabim. You have two mezuzahs and a mashkof. You would have been able to attach a door that would have been on hinges on one of these mezuzahs, and the door would have closed, would have blocked up the whole gap over here. And the door would have served as if you would have added a door, attached the door to one of the two doorposts, then it would have been able to serve in mechitza, but you didn't add the door. So that's, so many hold that that's called, it's a mechitza, but it's considered a mechitza gerua. So it's usually assumed, there are some Rishonim that disagree. They say, no, Tzuras HaPesach is a mechitza bria. It's supposed to be able to be open, that people should be able to go through. But the accepted opinion of Shulchan Aruch is that a mechitza that consists of a Tzuras HaPesach and Hilchos Shabbos for carrying purposes is considered a mechitza grua. And so mechitza grua, you say, also rabim bat mechitza, that doesn't have a din of a mechitza. So we all rely on the Tesis. Tesis says on that daf, on Chav Beis Amun Aleph, a little Tesis, that if you already have three walls, U-shaped walls, and you're just missing the tikkun on the ruach revis, the wall on the fourth ruach. And in Atar, if you have three walls, you're already permitted to carry. The whole need for the tikkun on the ruach revis to put the fourth wall is only midrabanan. On the level of the rice, it's this case seems to assume it's the same with or without the fourth wall. So since the whole need for the fourth wall is only midrabanan, then it doesn't bother me also rabim bat mechitz. That's Tosa's suggestion. It doesn't really say it in the Gemara. That's Tosa's suggestion. So Tosa says that suggestion, if you have three walls U-shaped, then you're missing the fourth wall, the tikkun on the ruach revis, the Mordechai in the back of the rif on Erevin, Mordechai and the Rosh and Agos Maimon, they were all Talmidim of the Maharam Rutenberg. So the Mordechai in a later perek, Perek Hador, they're all pretty important brokim in Erevin. The Mordechai and Perek Hador quotes the Maharam Rutenberg that just like Tosfos said, if you have three walls, the whole need for the tikkun on the Ruach HaVis is only midrabanan, then it doesn't bother me. The fact that it's a mechitza grua, so who are dinami, if you have an area which is only an iser haitzor midrabanan, because you don't have shishim riba bokimbo. So the Maharam Rutenberg followed the sheet of the Bali HaTosfos, somehow that gives in the Gemara that whenever there's a lack of shishim ribo walking in the streets, then it doesn't have the din of a shusar amderaisa. So also, then you would be able to be makel that even mechitza grua is also good. So that's why the Mishkan Asanka raised the issue. How does everybody rely in all the villages? Everybody relies on the cool of the Maharam Rutenberg, the Taz has such an expression, as if a baskal had come out from heaven and said the halacha is like the Bali HaTosfos, that if you don't have shishim ribo population roaming in the streets of the city, it's not a mishkan saram deraisa. Half of the Rishonim don't believe in that. Half of the Rishonim don't have such a gemara. They don't have such a girsa. They don't offer from that. Then all the chachmei svarot disagreed with that. So you're dealing with the real issue, Sir Amdar. I said, how can you rely on it, Sir Zapesa? That was the taina of the Mishkanos Yankif. So that's what Achrenim said, that the Shagzari had a taina. How are you allowed to carry if the city doesn't have an Erev? So how are you permitted to carry a machzit to shul? The whole need for the machzit, Tzorach HaYom Ktzas, is to say piyutim. So the piyutim is only a minik. And you're carrying in a real, you're carrying in the street, as we should surround the Raisa. So the Achrenim say, they soften the kasha. They say, since we assume the Ein Lanu Mishus Aram Deraisa Bizman Hazeh, because all the little villages, they're not talking about New York City, all the little villages had a lack of Shishim Ribom. So it's only a Carmelis Menatoira. So to carry in a Carmelis, if it's a Tzorech, Hayom Ktsas, to say Piyutim, so that's a Minig. So Minig, the Gemara says, in the Dorm Tatav Tezvav, a Minig is binding Midirabana Mitam Neder. So every minig comes out that it is Heimam of Heimam of the Holy, so Haitzah is only Midirabana to begin with, because in the little villages we're lacking Shishim Ribo. And we want to say the Piyutim, that's a minig. A minig is binding Midirabana. So it's on the level of the Rabbanan, there's an Isar Haitzah. On the level of the Rabbanan, there's a Tzorach HaYom Ktsas to say the Piyutim. Still Al Pidin, it's still not the same level. We have Dinim Deraisa, Dinim Derabanan, then we have Minhogim. We usually assume Minhogim are a lower level than Dinim Derabanan. It's not the same level. But that's what the Achrenim suggest, that since Ein Lanu Mishus Aram Deraisa Bizman Hazeh, that's why the Minig is Lahakil against the Shagas Ayis Chumri. So getting back again, the Gemara tells us on the second wide line, on Daf Vav Amarav, Amrav Yudah Marav, he didn't do such a good job when he did the Bedikas Chametz. He slipped up. He left a whole box of cookies there. So he finds the cookies on the first day Pesach, or the last day Pesach, whatever, Kofal of a Sakli. He covers it over. He shouldn't forget that it's Chametz. He's not allowed to eat it. Kofal of Sakli. And right away, Amitzah Yantav, he'll burn the Chametz. The Tosus and Ksuba, Zayinim and Aleph, is bothered with the Kasher. Rebbe Akiva doesn't hold from Mitoich. So going to Rabbi Kiva, Matzina Lahavar, Shia Maloche, it's a Maloche, and he doesn't hold from Mitoch, so you're not allowed to burn the Chametz on Yontif. But we pass on like Basila that there is a din of Mitoch. So what does Rabbi Yudah Marav say? He has to cover it over and burn it after Havdolah. So yeah, let him burn it on Yontif. Mitoch, the Havar is Mutav, the Tzorach HaOchel Nefesh. Havar should be Mutav, the Tzorach HaYom Ktsas, to fulfill the Mitzvah of Tashbisa. So the first answer Tosfos points out is Rashi. The Rashi says, Havar is a malacha deraisa, and the Tzorach HaYom Ktsas is only on the level of the Rabbanan, because when the deraisa bebitul bial masagi, and Rashi answers, he was already mevatlit on erev yantiv. So the whole need to destroy the chametz on yantiv is only the Rabbanan. So Tzorach the Rabbanan is not enough of a Tzorach to be matar a malacha deraisa. Tosfos, and that's what the Shagzai thinks, we should be machma like Rashi, and he applies it with respect to carrying the machzorim on Yontif, which is only needed for the purpose of the piyutim, because every normal sitter has a nusach of the Shemana Esri for Hashanah Yom Kippur, just doesn't have all the piyutim. Tosfos is not happy with Rashi's answer. Tosfos says, if it's a Tzorach HaYom Ktsas, even if it's a mitzvah derabon, it's also enough of a Tzorach HaYom Ktsas to be matar malacha deraisa. So Tosfos comes up with a different answer. They say like this, if the Pshat in the pasuk would have been Ach b'yam rishon tashbisu, that you have to burn the chametz on the first day Pesach. If the din would have been Ein b'chametz ala b'sreifa, and it would have been on the first day Pesach, and we do believe in mitoch, then the din would have been mitoch. You would have burnt the chametz on the first day Pesach. You wouldn't be in violation of Bal Yirah by Matzei. That's the Tosfos laid. Amasha chametz amenas leva'aroi. Is not in violation of Bal Yirah. There's, I think, Chof Tes on the base or something. On the bottom of Chof Tes on the base, the last four lines in Tosfos. So there's no Bal Yirah by Matzei. And when he burns the chametz on Pesach, that would be Tzorach HaYom Ktsas. It's a Tzorach HaYom. But since we assume Lahalocha based on a different Hechrech, that the Pasuk Ach Bayam Arishin goes on Erev Pesach, so it's not really a mitzvah sayom. This, the din of Tashbisa still applies on the first day Pesach. It applies on Chol HaMoed also. But it's not today's mitzvah. The mitzvah is left over from yesterday. It can be fulfilled tomorrow. So that's not called Tzorach HaYom Ktsas. if there's a mitzvah that really it's left over from yesterday, let's say Sreifas Noiser, that's what Tosfos says. We learn that from a pasuk that Sreifas Noiser is not Derech HaYantif. Why not? A person leaves over the Korban Pesach till the morning. Usaraftas on Eser Baish. So one should say, Mitoch Shehutra Havara Letzarech Ochal Nefesh, Havara should be allowed to burn the leftover meat from the Korban Pesach, Mitzvah of Sreifas Noiser. So Tosfos says that's not called the mitzvah sayom. If the mitzvah has to be, if today is the right day for the mitzvah, that's tzorach hayom k'tzas. That's today's tzorach. But this is not a tzorach hayom. This mitzvah of tashbis was left over from yesterday. So that's what Tosfos answers. Then Tosfos gives another answer. There may be anach and ami. If you could have burnt the chametz where it is, you would have burnt the chametz because mitoch. Just like Havar is Mutar, the Tzarech HaChanavish is Mutar, the Tzarech HaYanktas, for the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvah of Tashbisu. But he finds the chametz on the carpet. So he can't burn the chametz where it is. He's not going to burn the whole house down. It has to be metalta the chametz to the backyard and burn it there. So Tiltal Mukta is Aser. So that's what the Achreinim ask. How can it be? Tosfos writes in Beitza, and quoted in Laloch and Shulchan Aruch, Tiltal Mukta is Mutar, the Tzarech HaChanavish. Let's say you have, I want to bake in the oven on Yom Tov, any Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah, Pesach, Shavuot, and any Yom Tov you want to cook in the oven. And there's a junk in the oven, there are broken bricks and broken kelim and ashes and all kinds of junk. And you can't put the pot into the oven in order to bake something without first being betaltal to remove all of the chametz. So Tosfos says it's mutter because the whole prohibition of tilta mukta is exera midirab, tilta mukta zonim midirabanan. Achilas mukta Rashi Shita is a dinderaisa, but tilta mukta is only exera de rabbana, zereshem yotzi. So haitzoa to carry, haitzoa mamish is mutta de tzorchocha nefesh. So if tilta mukta is only exera de rabbana, mishum haitzoa, so then just like ocha nefesh is mater, haitzoa, so ocha nefesh is mater, tilta mukta as well. So if tilta mukta is mutta de tzorchocha nefesh, so why shouldn't the tilta mukta be mutter in order to fulfill the mitzvah of tashbis? I don't want to burn down the whole house. I want to take the chametz into the backyard and burn it. So that's the kasha that the achrayim work on. Why is Tosfos so machmer? These are the three answers that Tosfos gives in Ksuvos Dav Zayin and Aleph. Why is Kaif all of the sakli? Why doesn't he burn the chametz today on Yom Tov? Because we do paska mitoich. Rabbi Akiva didn't believe in mitoich. So that's why he says you can't burn it on Pesach, on the first day of Pesach. But we hold from Mitoich, so why not be allowed to burn it? So the first answer they give is Rashi. Rashi says it's a malocha deraisa, and the tzorcha yam ktas is only a mitzvah derabbanan. That's not enough. And Tosfos says, why not? But the bottom line, it's a tzorach for a mitzvah derabbanan is also a tzorach. It doesn't have to be a religion. Tzorcha yam ktas has to be dafka mitzvah. If the din would be tzorcha yam ktas, Tosfos quotes such a shita. Those are there in Ksuvos, quotes an opinion. Mitoch shuutu the tzorachut ochalnav shuutanami the tzorach hayom ktsas. So it says to be motzi the lulav, the tinuk, and the sefer. So Tosfos says the lulav lotzis bo, the tinuk lamulo, and the sefer Torah likras. But the only time there's a heter tzorach hayom ktsas, if it's a tzorach mitzvah, where did that come from? There's a sefer Meleches Yontav that was written by Moshe Sokolovsky. Moshe Sokolovsky wrote this sefer before he learned by Rab Chaim. So it's the old style. And then after he learned by Rab Chaim, his whole style of learning changed. And then he put out this sefer, the other sefer, Imrei Moshe. Imrei Moshe is all brisk. The language is brisk and everything is brisk. But the Meleches Yontav he put out before he learned by Rab Chaim. And he gave a shiur. There was a yeshiva in Brisk. Rab Chaim was not the head of the yeshiva. Moshe Sokolovsky gave shiur and not yeshiva. So in the Sefer Meleches Yom Tov, he quotes those Rishonim who explain what is the mocha for Bisulul's din. Where'd they get this from? B'toch Shehutra, any given malach, if it's mutter, the tzarech elchon nefesh, it's also mutter, the tzarech yom ktsas. Where does it say that? So some Rishonim say it's based on the word nefesh. Nefesh means a need of the soul, a mitzvah. That's food, preparing food. Nefesh is a different heta. Yeyachel is Eichel, and Nefesh is Tzarech Mitzvah. So it's only mut if it's a Tzarech Mitzvah. The Tinuk Lemuloi Sefer Torah. That's the Mishnah gives three cases where there's a machlekes Misham and Besil, Mishnah and Beitza. So to be Moitzi a Tinuk and a Lulav and a Sefer. So Tosis and Ksubas quotes Rabbeinu Hanan, Le Tinuk Lemuloi Sefer Torah Likris Boy and the Lulav Lotzis Boy. But to carry stam something to have a good time, that Rabbeinu Hanan would not hold. Only Eichel Nefesh Mamish. Or tzarach a yom ktsas a tzarach mitzvah. So if you need a tzarach mitzvah, because it's based on the word nefesh, so then you can understand you need a mitzvah deraisa. But if it was, once Tosis rejects the Rabbeinu Hanan on the whole, that you know, it's not based on the word nefesh, tzarach a hanashama. Tzarach a yom ktsas, what's the makor is a good question. The Shita Mukobetz is there, in Ksuvas Dav Zayin quotes the Ravid, that the makor for the din mitoich is really based on the word lochem. Hulabada yeyosa lochem. The Gemara in the end of Beitza has a machlekes hatanaim, Rabbi Yudah Nachachamim, what's the din of machshirei oichal nefesh? She'ef shalasas mebod yom. Let's say you have a broken fork and you can't use it. So you want the fork is twisted out of shape. You want to bend the fork back that it should be able to be useful. To be usable. So to bend the fork back, you should be able to use it. That's a real malacha, misak and mana. So is it permissible to do makshire oichal nefesh? Makshire, it's not oichal nefesh mamish. To cook food is oichal nefesh mamish. To fix a broken fork, that's called makshire oichal nefesh. What exactly is the definition? That's, you have to look in the malachas yantib. When is something called oichal nefesh? When is it called makshire oichal nefesh? Not so poshut. But so makshire oichal nefesh is a machloikas satanoim. So the din is that it's halacha ve'emar in Cain. You really shouldn't publicize it because people are going to be mechala yantav too much. But basically, we do paskin. Machshir echal nefesh is mutar on yantav if it's the epshalasas mebod yom. So taket to fix the if the fork broke on yantav, you would be allowed to fix it on yantav. Where does that come from? How do you know machshirin is mutar? So Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana whose opinion has been accepted, Rabbi Yehuda learns it up in the pasuk lachem. Ulevada yosa lachem lachem lachol tzarchechem. So the Rabbi says just like Rabbi Yehuda derives from lachem something more than oichal nefesh, achash yachol lachol nefesh. That's oichal nefesh. Ulevada yosa lachem lachem lachol tzarchechem is even coming to be mata machshir oichal nefesh. Aye, but it says levado. Levado means you minimize it, you limit it. So the Gemara says, yeah, Rabbi Yehuda only allows you to do meleches, a melech an yantif for the sake of machshir v'eichal nefesh, if it's e'ef shalasas m'bod yom. But if the guy was twiddling his thumbs the whole day on Erev Yantif, he had so much time to fix the broken forks and he didn't bother to do it, then even Rabbi Yehuda agrees. You're not allowed to do machshir v'eichal nefesh an yantif if it's e'ef shalasas m'bod yom. If the fork broke on yantif, then you're allowed to fix it. But if it broke a week before and you had plenty of time to fix it before Yantav, you didn't bother to, then it's Machshir Eichel Nefesh, Ef Shalasas Mod Yom. Then we memayit from the word Levada, who Levada, we limit it. So the Rabbi holds the same Pasuk, Lochem, Lochol Tzarchechem, is the mocker of Bishilu for the Kula of Mitoich. So that's why you're allowed to carry the Machzit to Shul on Yantav, because Mitoich. And he holds, the Rabbi holds a surprising limitation, but if you could have easily carried the machzah on Erev Yantav, when you went to Shul to daven on Erev Yantav, why didn't you bring the machzah then? So if just like machshirin, we minimize the het of machshirin based on the pasuk levado, on the one hand you have lochem, lochol tzarchechem implies another heter, and levado is to limit the heter. It's only if e'ef shalasas mod yom. So also learn from Lachem, Lachol Tzarchechem is that Tzarch HaYom Ktsas is Mutter, but it's only Mutter, but it's Yav Shalas and Bad Yom. So let's say they carry the Talis to Shul on Yom Tov. You could have carried the Talis on Erev Yom Tov. So the Rabbi holds that it's also Menan Torah to carry the Talis on Yom Tov. Whatever you could have done on Erev Yom Tov, there's no Heter. Let's say the Lulav. Why couldn't he carry the Lulav on Erev Yom Tov? The answer is no. He wants to bench Esrig the first thing in the morning. When he wakes up, he sleeps in the sukkah, he wakes up, that's what it says in the Mishnah Berurah, quotes that from the Arizal, I think, that you should bench esrog in the sukkah. So all the Hasidim, a lot of the Hasidim sleep in the house on sukkahs. That not everybody sleeps in the sukkah. The Mishnah says he's supposed to. They sleep in the house, but then they go to the sukkah to bench esrog. So the Mishnah Berurah thinks that that's a joke. He thinks that when the Arizal said you should bench esrog in the sukkah, no connection between the sukkah and the esrog means first thing in the morning when you wake up, you wake up from your sleep in the sukkah, wash until it's a dime, and you bench esrog first thing in the morning. First thing in the morning, you're in the sukkah. But by the Hasidim, they don't do like that. I remember once on sukkahs, once on Shabbos Chol Moed sukkahs, I stayed by my parents who lived at that time in Verapong. So there was one, I think it was by Bobov. I'm not sure, I think it was by Bobov. So they daven shachris, and then have a long pause of around an hour and a half or so. The Rebbe goes to the sukkah to bench esrog, and all the Hasidim want to bench esrog on the Rebbe's esrog. So it takes an hour and a half. The Rebbe stands there, he gives everybody matanim and aslahachzer. They give him, they shake the lulav and they give it back. And after this pause of an hour and a half, then they all go back to shul in order to say hello. Woo! A pause of an hour and a half in between chazaras hashatz of shachris, and then you're going to say kaddish tiskabel after the halal, after this long pause. So the Mishnah Berurah thinks that that's a mistake. Mishnah Berurah thinks that the idea of the Arizal, that you bench esrog in the sukkah, doesn't mean like that. It means the first thing when you wake up in the morning, you're sleeping in the sukkah, bench esrog in the sukkah. So again, so these are the three answers that the Tosfos gives in Ksubas. Why is Koifol of Sakli? Why doesn't he burn the chametz right now on Yontif? It should be Mutam Itamitoch. So Rashi has an answer. And Tosfos thinks that just like Sreifas Noisir is not Mutam on Yontif, it's not a Tzorach Hayom, it's not a mitzvah that's unique for today. If you have a Tinuk Lamuloi, it's a Mila Bizmana. Mila Shlo Bizmana is not Derech Yontif. Only a Mila Bizmana is Derech Yontif. That's how we assume. Rabitzala Ponevezha was a big Baal Mechadosh. I think they say Rab Chaim held he was the biggest Baal Mechadosh of the generation, but he said so many big Chidushim that many of his Chidushim Halacha L'Maaseh were not accepted. So this was one of his Chidushim also. He took on all the Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch. He thought on Shabbos you're only allowed to do Mila Bezmana. You're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos Milu Shloi Bizmanor, or if it's a Sofik Bizmanor, Sofik El Bizmanor, you're not allowed to. What about on Yontif? So Yontif also, you're not allowed to do a Mila that's Vadai Shalom Bizmanor. What if it's a Sofik Bizmanor, Sofik Shalom Bizmanor? So the Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to. So it's really a Gemara in Chulin, of all places. The famous Gemara in Chulin. So he forgot that Gemara. So he came up with a chiddush against the Rishonim. If you have a suffix, Mila Bizmana, Mila Shloi Bizmana, that's also called the Tzarcha Yom Ktsas. So he thinks that you should be permitted to perform such a suffix, Mila Bizmana, Mila Shloi Bizmana, on Yontif. So why shouldn't you even be allowed to do Mila Shloi Bizmana on Yontif? The Dvaram has a famous tshuva in Chelek Aleph of his tshuvas, that even though you've postponed the bris, but you can't postpone it to whenever you want to. It's a bit la mitzvah if you postpone unnecessarily. Sometimes the doctors say the baby is not healthy enough, not strong enough. There's a suffix sakana, so you're not allowed to do the bris milah. So you wait a day or two, you wait a week, sometimes you have to wait a whole week. And after you wait, then you have to do the milah exactly right away. You don't have kol hayom kosher l'milah. That's what the Dvaram is machadish. I remember there was one Rebbe in the yeshiva years ago. It was from my chabura. One of his babies was not healthy. And then it was a week and a half later, the doctor said at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, baby's okay to have the bris milah. So they had right away. They had 3 o'clock in the afternoon. They had the bris milah. The Gemara says sometimes you have to wait a whole 7 days after the doctor say it's okay. Sometimes you don't have to. So he had to have the bris milah right away. He called them, well, and then they arranged for a caterer to have the suda later that night. But you don't postpone the bris another day. You don't even postpone a few hours. If it's a milah bizmana, then the Gemara says, well, yeah, the Gemara, kala yam kosher la milah, but zviz magdim la mitzvah, they have it earlier in the day. But that's if it's a mila bizmana kalayam kosher lamila. But if the mila was postponed and that it's already 2 weeks after the shmini, then you're not allowed to postpone it even another hour. You have to perform the mila right away. Sometimes the halacha says you have to wait 7 full days, meis leis, if the baby was a chole kol gufa. But it wasn't chole kol gufa, then you do the bris immediately, right away. Yeah, here Tosis raises an issue. The bottom Tosis raises an issue. Ikal mandioma, Tosis said, there is a mandioma, but we happen not to paskan like that mandioma. The Gemara rejects his opinion. There was a machlokes amoraim where the enkli nital ela letzarach dover hanital. What does that mean? Let's say I have $1,000 bill sitting on a table, and someone's going to come. So money is mukta on Shabbos Yontif. You're not allowed to handle it. You're permitted to move something, litzarach gufo, litzarach mekomo. That's if it's a klisha malach d'liyisa. That's if it's a pen or a pencil or a screwdriver or a hammer. It's a kli. It's a klisha malach d'liyisa. So that's a lower level isa tiltul. So then litzarach gufo, litzarach mekomo is mutter. Let's say I need a hammer to crack open a nut. I need a screwdriver to pry open a jar of pickles or something. So that's litzarach gufo, you're allowed to. It's in the hammer's in the way. I want to eat the meal here. So I can take the hammer away and put the plate down and eat over here. But if it's money, money is considered mukta mamsh, and money, there's no heter to move. Even if it's all good for the tzarach mekomo, not allowed to move it. So let's say someone's coming to my home and I'm afraid he's gonna see the $1,000 bill, it's gonna disappear. So am I permitted to take a big plate and put it on top of the $1,000 bill so nobody will see? I wanna hide it. So that's one opinion that we don't accept. Enkli nital ela letzarach dover hanital. I want to move a klisha malach d'leheter, a plate. Klisha malach d'leheter, you're allowed to move. But I want to move it letzarach dover she'ein hanital. I want to hide the muktzah. I want to hide the money. So there was an opinion in the Gemara that you're not allowed to do that. So Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Gilyan Ashas points out this discussion appears in two places. This is called Perek Hira, Shabbos Daf Mem Gimel, and also appears in Beitza. If you look there on Shabbos Mem Gimel, they give you the cross-reference on the Masaras HaShas. So Rabbi Kivega and the Gilyan HaShas points out there are two versions of what, we don't paskin like that opinion. We hold it's mutter. But according to his opinion that it was Asa, B'Torah's what was it Asa? So Rabbi Kivega points out there's a contradiction between the two sugyas, the one sugya in Shabbos, one sugya in Beitza. According to the one sugya, it's like this. Let's say I have a plate and I put the mukts on top of the plate. So let's say I have a cash register and I have money in the cash register. So that's the cash register, the money is mukta, and the cash register becomes a basis, ledaba ha'asam. So one version in the Gemara is that just like the plate on the bottom becomes a basis l'dava ha'aser, if I want to hide the $1,000 bill and I put a plate on top of it, you can't say the plate becomes a basis, but it becomes tufel to the money because it's being mishamesh the money. I wanna protect the $1,000 bill. The Nachri is coming to visit, or the Yisrael who's going to walk off with the money. I don't trust him. So I cover over the money. So the plate, even though the plate should not be muktzah, since the plate is mishamish the muktzah, so just like if the plate would be on the bottom, it would become a basis davar aser. So when I'm carrying the plate, in order to place it on top of the davar ha'asur, the plate is considered tofel to the davar ha'asur, so it's considered tilta muktzah. That's one version. That's a violation of tilta muktzah. And the sugya and the other mesichta, I forgot which mesichta is which. Sugya and the other mesichta holds not so. That it's really just an iser of tiltal kalim. Not only is there a din of tiltal klisha malachta liyisa, a pen, a pencil, a hammer, a screwdriver, and so on. That's a klisha malachta liyisa. So you're not allowed to handle klisha malachta liyisa unless letzarach gufo, letzarach mekomo. You're not allowed to. Let's say there's a screwdriver. I'm afraid someone's going to walk off with it. Someone's going to steal it. So I want to put away the screwdriver to protect it from stealing. Or let's say I have a klisha malach d'liyisa that's sitting in the sun. And I want to move it. I want to protect it. It's going to get ruined from the sun. or it's a place it's raining, it's going to have a wooden screwdriver or something, it's going to get ruined because of the rain. So you're not allowed to move the kli shemalach tali iser mechama letzel to protect it. Only muta letaltala letzor kufa letzor mekayman. So if you have a kli shemalach tali heter, you're permitted to be metaltala, but also only letzor kufa letzor mekayman or mechama letzel to protect it. But shelo letzor klal, you're not allowed to. You're not permitted to move. There's an isa tiltal kelim. You're not permitted to move a klisha malachta leheter shelo letzarach klal. The Gemara says that in the Beis Hamikdash, on the Shulchan, they had the lechem upon him. They had two maroches, shtei maroches, and each maroche had six. There were 12 lechem upon him, and there were six lechem lechemim, one on top of the other, and six on one on top of the other. So they used to have shelves. They used to have metal shelves, so the lechem aponim, the six wouldn't be sitting on top of each other because they may cause the bottom ones to get ruined because they're being crushed down. So the Gemara says, but in order to take off, every Friday they baked the lechem aponim. Last Friday was Yontif, then they baked it on Erev Yontif. And if it's 2 days Yontif, 2 days Rosh Hashanah, Thursday and Friday, then they had to bake the lechem aponim on Erev Yontif on Thursday. On Wednesday. If the 2 days Rosh Hashanah would be Thursday and Friday, then they would have to bake the lechem aponim on Wednesday. So they would put the lechem aponim on the shulchan on Shabbos, let it sit there a whole week, and then they would take it off and put on the new lechem aponim. So on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, they took apart the whole system with the shelves, because on Shabbos you're not allowed to be metaltala klisha malachta leheter unnecessarily. Shelo letzarach klal. A lot of people have the habit that when they're fidgety, so when they're eating on Shabbos or Yontif, in between courses, so they'll be fidgety. So they'll play with the cups on the table, or they'll play the forks and the knives and the spoons and so on. Rav Soloveitchik thought that that's an isa, that it's a klisha malachta leheter, and it's tiltul shelo letzarach klal. The fellow just has nothing better to do, and he's fidgety, so just playing with the klisha malachta leheter shelo letzarach klal. The Mishnah Brura quotes a tzad lahokel on that on kelim ketanim, on the table, forks and knives, and these kind of things, maybe there never was in the first place a gzeira. Maybe that only goes, let's say, on a chair. On a chair, you're not allowed to move a chair unnecessarily. But forks and knives, kelim ketanim, on the table, maybe there never was a gzeira at all. Okay, but let's say to move chairs unnecessarily, that taki you're not allowed to. Tilto klisha malachta leheta shelo letzarach klal is not allowed. Is not allowed. So that's what the other sugya seems to understand. This opinion that they had, enkli nital letzarach dover hanital, is not because, just like buses, a dover haser, if it's on the bottom of mukta, it's tofel to the mukta, and the buses itself becomes mukta. So if you're putting it, if you plan to put the kli on top of the mukta, it's already considered like it's mishamish the mukta, and you're moving like one is not allowed to move a buses davar haser. So one is not allowed to move the thing that's going to be on top of the davar haser because it's mishamish the mukta. So that's what the one sugya learned, that it's an iser of tilta mukta. The other sugya holds no, it's a klisha. The plate is a klisha malachta leheter, but you're not allowed to move a plate shelo the tzorach klal. So it has to be a legitimate tzorach. So if it's the tzorach that you have is letzarach dover ha'aser, I want to move the plate in order to cover, in order to protect the muktzah, that no one should walk off with the $1,000 bill. That's not an acceptable tzarech. A tzarech to be metaltal, a klisha malach to leheta, has to be a tzarech dover ha'muta. But if it's a tzarech dover ha'aser, the kli is heta, the kli is not muktzah. But the tzarech has to be an acceptable tzarech. So if it's a tzarech dover ha'aser, then it's an isra p'til to kelim. Yeah, what's the difference? Whether the iser, we don't pass like this opinion anyway, but what's the difference within that opinion? Whether enkli nitel etzoch davra nitel, that opinion that the Amoraim held like that, is it betoras muktza or betoras tiltel, iser tiltel kelim, klisha malachta leheter, is an iser tiltel kelim that too? Nafkamina is what this is quotes, if it's tzorach lemkomo. So one sugya, that's what Rabbi Kavega points out, one sugya gives that answer, one sugya does not give that answer. The two sugyas in Beitzah and in Shabbos contradict each other. About that, the first answer that Taisa says, let's say I have a plate over here, and the plate, not a muktzadika plate, a normal plate, and I want to move the plate out of the way because I want to serve shalosh, I want to serve milchiks, I don't want to serve fleshiks. It's a fleshik plate, I want to get it out of the way. So once I have a heter to move a klisha malachta leheter anyway, the fleshik plate is in the way on the table. It's tzorach lemkomo. Want to put milchiks down on the table? I don't want to make anything treif. So once you have a heter to move the klisha malachta leheter, maybe now I can walk over to the other table and cover over the $1,000 bill. So that would depend on the two answers. If the iser enklinita letzorach davar nital is b'toras tiltol kelim, so whenever tzorach lemkomo, then it's mutter. But if the is b'toras muktzah, because it's going to be mishamish, the other thing looks just like a bus, it's on the bottom is muktzah. So if it's on top, if it's mishamish it on top, it also becomes muktzah. So it doesn't help that it's tzorach lemkomo, I have a heter to move the plate. But if I want to move the plate to cover over the muktzah, the good thing over there, then the plate becomes muktzah. Then it'll be an isad tiltol muktzah. So the first answer the Tosfos gives, and for Tosfos ikluk matzorach lemkomo, one of the two sugyas says like that, that the shita that we don't pass like, shita who holds enkli nitol, tzorach davar nitol, wouldn't apply when it's tzorach lemkomo. Then Tosfos gives another answer, inami, this is the simple answer. If I'm afraid someone's going to walk off with the $1,000 bill and I take a plate and I put it on top so no one will know what's underneath it, so then the plate is mishamish the muktzah. Here, when I koif all of keli, I find moitzi chametz b'toch beso, the yontif, I find the chametz and my rishus on yontif. What motivates me to cover it over? I want to protect the chametz. No, I want to protect myself. I'm afraid I'm going to forget that it's chametz in today's Pesach. I'm afraid I may decide to eat it. So then I'll violate an isakaris by eating chametz. I'm koif all of kli to protect myself. So it's not that the plate that I'm koif all of keli on the chametz is bottle to the chametz. It's not letzorach davar ha'osa, it's letzorach davar ha'mutter. It's to protect me from violating an avera. That's the second answer. That's how the rishonim say, inami ha'chishar m'shem dil ma'asi le'mechle. We're concerned, not that it's a special heter, even though enkli nito, tzorach davar nito, but here you're mata the iser. No, the whole purpose of the kofal of kli is to protect me from violating an iser. It's not to protect the chametz. I would have been happy if the chametz would disappear. If someone would walk up at the chametz, I wouldn't have the whole headache. If it's protect me, then it's tzorach davar muta. That's not called tzorach davar ha'asa. So the Gemara says, kof all of us are clean. Then the Gemara quotes two lines later. The Yom Rav Yom Rav says in the third din, and one daf, three dinim after the other. Chemtza shonachri, also, let's say, chemtza shonachri, shalok kibbal ala bachrayis. So it's not, I'm not in violation of Bal Yerubayim, I'd say. But there's a concern, I may forget that it's chumis, I may forget needed on Pesach. So it says you have to make also la mechitza asor tvachim, mishum heker. Yeah, what about motzi chametz b'beso b'yontif? Why is kof all of kli? Why not oisim mechitza asorat tvachim? So Rashi says, if you want to have the chametz, Rashi gives two answers, two svaras. If you're going to have the chametz shal nochri, let's say we sell our chametz to the nochri, and we write into the shtar mechir, where none of the Jews who are selling the chametz, I'm the kabbal achrayis, I'm the chametz shal nochri, I'm the kabbal achrayis, and it's vayta. It's our violation of Bal Yerubayim, so we're not mekabel achrayis. But there's a din, you have to have a mechitza asorat tvachim. You have to make sure you have a mechitza asorat tvachim, not to make a mistake. So that mechitza is going to serve for the whole duration of Pesach, the whole 8 days of Pesach. So if you only need tilmut, if a meitzah chametz betoch beisah b'yontif is a chashash, the one day of yontif, I may forget need the chametz, the kofal of kli is enough to protect me for one day, but to protect me the whole duration of the 8 days of Pesach, 7, 8 days of Pesach, so that you need a mechitza asar tvachim, and not bakel with kofal of kli. So Rashi has one suggestion. Why is kofal of kli sufficient in the previous case? Because it's only for one day till Laila, and after Havdolah, he'll burn the chametz, so the problem will be solved. Then Rashi has another side. A mitzvah chametz betoch beisa sounds like from Rashi that you're not allowed to put a mechitza asor tvoch. He says, the second white line in Rashi, mi ahud deliel, in the previous case, a mitzvah chametz betoch beisa b'yantav, lo epshalei b'mechitza. He's not allowed to make a mechitza. Why not allowed to make a mechitza? There's a din of one of the 39 malachas is bonem. So in our Torah, it's only also if it's binyan shel keva. All the malachas, all the lamites of his malachas, it's only also in our Torah if it's malachas machshevis. You learn out a lot of dinim from malachas machshevis. The word malachas machshevis never appears in Chumash in connection with Shabbos. The Gemara in the end of the first parak in Chagiga points out it appears in connection with Asiyas malacha for the Mishkan. But since all the malachas of Shabbos are derived from Asiyas HaMishkan, so that's why we assume that Malachas Shabbos needs Malachas Machshevis. So Malachas Machshevis requires a lot of things. So one of the things that shouldn't be Mekalkel, okay? Should Dabashayni Miskaven, Tosin says, Dabashayni Miskaven, if you hold like Rav Yudah, then you call it Tarakula, Dabashayni Miskaven, is an Issa Deraisa. But on Shabbos, Malachas Machshevis also Tarakula, Ainim Miskaven. So it's not the Malachas Machshevis. So it can't be Deraisa. You learn out a lot of dinim from Malachas Machshevis. So also learned that from Malachas Machshevis is that it has to be Shal Keva, Malachta Miskayemis. If you do a Malacha and the whole Malacha is only, let's say, Ksav Shal Kayama. If you write in Ksav Sheinu Shal Kayama, the worst it could be is an Issa Derabbanan. And sometimes if it's, Rav Moshe Feinstein has, if it's Aroi Daroi, if it's less than Aroi, Rav Moshe extrapolates from the din of Kosher. If you make a kesher shal kayama, that's an isa deraisa. Make a kesher sheina shal kayama, that's an isa derabbanan. If you make a kesher, so osi lahatir ba'osayam, you make a kesher, you're going to untie it the same day. You make a bow, and you're going to untie the bow the same day when you go to sleep. The person is going to take off the suit or the dress, whatever. So it's less than chav talad choice, and it's only a bow to begin with. So that's Aroi Daroi. So Rav Moshe extrapolates from that to all the lamites of his malachas. He thinks whenever you have, or let's say, kosev. So if you write Ksav Sheinu Shel Kayamas and Malacha Derabbanan, what if you write in the year, or you write in something that's Mamash Aroi Daroi? So then Rav Moshe thinks that is Heter Gomer. So that's what Rashi seems to be alluding over here. The Gemara has that. We sometimes call the malacha bonem, sometimes we call it ohel. So when it's binyan shel keva, binyan kavua, I'm building a house, so that's bona. That's a malacha deraisa. If you make ohel aroi, then it's an isa derabbanan. If it would be aroi daroi, then it would be legamre muta. So from Rashi, it sounds like hu delel lo yefshalei b'mechitza. You're not allowed to make the mechitza on yantiv, because to make a mechitza on yantiv, that's a mechitza hamateres. That would be a malacha. Tosis distinguishes. Tosis distinguishes. In Shulchan Aruch it says that b'shas the Ramah writes b'shas the Rosh Hashachacham. The meaning used to be that they would put up a mechitza to separate between the men and the women. All the people in the community would listen to the Rosh Hashachacham, and the men and the women would sit separately. By us, a lot of times they don't even sit separately by the Rosh Hashachacham, but by the davening. That all the shuls, they sit separately. So the pashtus in the Shulchan Aruch is, even the mechitza that you put up by the davening, that's only litznias bialma. That's not the mikra adin. You're not allowed to daven because there are women there. It's not right, but it's only litznias. The whole din is only mishum tznias. So that's not called a mechitza materis. If you want to have, let's say you have a sefer Torah, or you have svarim in the room, and it's also the shamish mitosa in a room where there is svarim a sefer Torah. So then, if you make a mechitza asor tefachim, that's al pidin a mechitza hamateres. So that's called oil aroi b'shamis, mechitza hamateres. So Rashi over here sounds like he's implying that he deleel if he find motzei chametz b'tach beis or b'yontif lo yefshel lebi mechitza. He's not allowed to put a mechitza. So that's why only is kefal of a sakli. That's not enough of a hacker. So Rashi writes, it's only for one day. Mshem chadya mesagle b'kfir sakli. Balali yivarian, it's only for one day, so we can make a land of kfir sakli. But from Rashi, it sounds like he thinks that to make the mechitza an yontif is a mechitza hamateres. I don't know. Sounds like he holds that would be an isa oil aroi. So they're only allowed to make a mechitza asara in front of the chemtza shel nachri on erev Pesach, before Pesach begins. It's an interesting Rashi. We should look in the Panei Yeshua, look in the Achrayim, and what they say on that Rashi. But my impression is that that's where Rashi is driving at. Then the Gemara continues about a person is leaving his home. Hamefarsh vayotze b'shayar. Person is going. He's leaving his home 2 months before Pesach. Does he have to be by the chametz at night? He's gone away to Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, if it's ain't daita lachzer, then there's no need to be by the chametz unless it's daita lachzer before Pesach. Okay. So where does this shear of 30 days come from? That's what the Gemara here. Hanish Shloshim Yom, Maya B'Tayu, 3 lines from the bottom. Where does the Shir Shloshim Yom come from? What is that, a Pasuk in the Chumash? So the Gemara says, Kiri Tanya, there's a Machlokes HaTanoim. So we pass on La Yochid Vira Malachi Kiramim. Shem Gam Liol is the Yochid, he says, Shtei Shabbosis. Shon and Vidosh Milchus HaPesach, 2 weeks before Pesach. We don't pass on like that. We pass on Shloshim Yom. So the Gemara, my time in Tanakama. How does Tanakama know such a din that you have to start worrying about Pesach 30 days before? So the Gemara learns it after the Pesukim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, HaChodesh HaZalachem, that was told to them on Rosh Chodesh. And then he's telling them that they have to prepare for the Korban, for, an Erev Pesach in the Midbar, V'yasem Aner Sal Pesach B'moy Adoy, so an Erev Pesach in the Pesach Midbar, the people who were Tomei Meis asked Moshe Rabbeinu, what's going to be with us? Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, you bring up Pesach Sheni. So you see that it was 30 days before Pesach Sheni that he's telling them that they did. You learn after that Pesach that you have to prepare 30 days in advance. Yeah. The Beis Yosef has a suffix in the beginning of Hilchas Pesach, Tov Chav Tes, I think, whether that din only applies to Pesach or applies to Sukkot and Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah also. Maybe only Pesach, because there are so many halachas in Hilchas Pesach. Maybe then you have to have Shalom Adosh, Hilchas Pesach, Shloshim Yom. Maybe Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot and Shavuos is much less. Maybe there's no din of 30 days. So the Maharsha in Sukkot, Yester Kasha, there's a Mishnah in Sukkot, Avtesim and Aleph. The Mishnah quotes a Machlokes, B'Shamei, B'Shilo. Is there a need to put the Schach on top of the Sukkot? Is it enough to put it L'Shem Tzeil? Or do you have to put it L'Shem Mitzvah Sukkah? So B'Shamei Hog, you have to put it Sukkah L'Shma. You have to place the Schach L'Shma. The Tfanis don't need, there's no din of Tassu L'Manasa. And the Tfanis said there's no need to have Asiyah L'Shma. On the Schach, there's a din of Tassu L'Manasa. So therefore, they said there, B'Shamei Hog, there's a din, you need Asiyah L'Shma. So there's a Machlekes B'Shamei Mitzvah. A person made a hut in the middle of the summer in L'Shem Tzeil. He didn't have a mind the Shem Sukkah. The kids were playing and they made a hut for fun. So do you have to pick up the schach and put it down again when before Sukkah comes? Is it necessary to put the schach in the Shem Mitzvah? Or is it good enough if it was put the Shem Tzeil? So the Mishnah then says, but what if he made the Sukkah within 30 days before Yom Tov Sukkah? So then since Shalom Adoshim Vilchos HaPesah, Shalom Adoshim Vilchos HaChag, Shaloshim Yom Kodem LaChag, so he certainly must have had in mind L'Shem Sukkah, and everyone would agree that it would be good even B'Shamai. He certainly had in mind L'Shem Mitzvah. So you see, so the Maharsha there on Sukkah Daf Tes points out, how can the Beis Yosef have a suffix whether the din applies to Sukkahs or only to Pesach? It's a Beferish and Mishnah. We assume that he certainly had in mind L'Shem Chag because Shalom Adorshim. So the Pashto says, you have to answer like this. This din of Shalom Adorshim is not really a din in Yom Tov or Haraya. One of the mekoros of the din, Shalom Adorshim, it says, is Megillah Chav Tes on the base. What's a Megillah Chav Tes? The Mishnah tells you there that starting from Rosh Chodesh Adar, Mashmi'im Al HaShkolim, Bizman Shebis HaMikdash HaYikayim, everyone had to participate in the Machtzis HaShekel campaign. In order to be Yotze Kavanah Tzibur, the Tamidim himself have to be Kavanah Tzibur. So in order to be considered Kavanah Tzibur, they have to be paid for with the Machtzis HaShekel money. The fiscal year in the Beis HaMikdash begins from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So the Chatchila, the Karbanis on Rosh Chodesh Nisan should be paid for with the new Machtzis HaShekel money. The Yevid, if they bought it with last year's last, old from 5 years ago, Maaseh Shebeliyeh, but it would also be good. But the mitzvah Bishlei Musa is to buy the new Karbanos Tibur every year, starting from Rosh Chodesh Nissan, for the new Machzah Shekel money. Yeah, that's the Shalat Alechem upon him. They put on the Shulchan on Shabbos, and he sits there till next Shabbos. So they're going to put, let's say, Rosh Chodesh Nissan is in the middle of the week. So how do they buy the flour for the Alechem upon him? They're going to take it off from the Shulchan, the Shabbos, that's the third and the fourth day in the middle of Nissan. So the Migdash David claims, he thinks that the lechem upon him, that you're going to take off of the Shulchan in the middle of Chodesh Nissan, even he put it on the Shulchan before his Chodesh Nissan. He thinks that that has to be paid for with the new Machzah Shekel money. And okay, that's a question for the Mishnah. It sounds like they don't do the Chumash Salishka. They don't start taking the new Machzah Shekel money until actually Rosh Chodesh Nissan. He thinks that the Migdash Dov thinks that it's not so. He thinks that it's the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Erev Shabbos before, they had to take new Machzah Shekel money for the purpose of the Lechem upon it. So you got to think about that one. Okay. So the Gemara says, Ve'echad bi'odah, a month before Rosh Chodesh Nissan, Mashmi'im al Ashkanim. Why? Because Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag. I Machzah Shekel is not a chag. So how does the Gemara apply this price at the Machzah Shekel? The answer is, it's not a din and chag. Mitzvah that we observe every day, tefillah, kriya shma, tefillin, sitzim toler dinim, and we always brush up on the dinim. We shouldn't forget. Whenever a shadow comes up, we'll ask, we'll look it up. Okay, if it's a mitzvah that comes mizman lezman, how to daven agantiv, how to shake a lulav, how to sit in sukkah, how to have a seder. So that's, we don't remember from last year. It was a long time. In Yiddish, there's an expression, the year is very long and the memory is very short, and people are going to forget from one year to the other. So you have to go through the dinim again. So that's a din. Whenever there's a mitzvah that comes, Machzah Shekel comes once a year, Sukkot comes once a year, and so on. So then the chiyuv begins 30 days before. Everyone has to start thinking from Rosh Chodesh Elul, where am I going to daven on Rosh Hashanah? How am I going to be Yotzei Malchus when it's Shofar? And how am I going to be Yotzei Shofar? Like the Gemara has in the end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, and it's a sif in Shulchan Aruch. A person lives in a little village where there's neither a shofar nor a machzer, and there's no way in the world he'll be able to say malchus and a shofar. He doesn't know it by heart. So he has to go to a bigger city. He doesn't have enough money. He can't go to the big city where they have both a shofar and a machzer. He can either go to one village where they have a shofar, but there's no machzer, go to the village where there's a machzer, but there's no shofar. So the Brisa says, let him choose to go to the village where there's a shofar, because the shofar is their Isa, and the machzah and the malchus chana shofar is only their rabbanim. So that's a din when it comes sukkahs. People live where am I going to make a sukkah? It's against the regulations. Let's say you live in a retirement complex, Century Village in Florida, and a lot of these locations have laws. You're not allowed to build your own sukkah. So, and this year, because of coronavirus, they can't have 250 people sitting and eating in the shul sukkah. So a month before, starting from the 15th of Elul, all the people that live there have to figure out where are they going to go in order to be able to eat. Maybe they should go to their children. Maybe they should go to their grandchildren, whatever. Maybe they should go somewhere else. They have to figure out how are they going to fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah this year. You can't just sit back and wait till Sukkot comes and then say, Oh, Nesrachmane Patre, I don't have a Sukkah, and I can't sit in the Shul Sukkah, so I'm potter from the Mitzvah. The guy's going to sit in his hometown where there's no Shofar and there's no Machzah. He's going to come Rosh Hashanah. He can't go anywhere, Chutz L'Klum, so he's potter from the Malchus Chan Shofar, he's potter from the Shofar. You're not allowed to do that. You have to start worrying 30 days before. So that's a din in any Mitzvah. It doesn't have to be a Yontar. The Beis Yosef is just Mesupit, and Hilchas Pesach, Hilchas Merubim. You have to start learning all the dinim, starting from Purim, 30 days before Pesach is Purim. So the Mishnah Berurah says, starting from Purim, you have to start learning Hilchas Pesach, because Hilchas Seh Merubos, there's so many dinim. So the Beis Yosef was Mesupik is the same thing, true on Sukkot and Rosh Hashanah also. Or maybe Sukkot and Rosh Hashanah, you just have to think, where am I going to be Yotzei the Mitzvah Sukkah? Where am I going to get a lulav? You think it out. So that everyone agrees. It's a din shalom v'darshim 30 days before. Reb Shimon Gamliel holds that it's only 2 weeks and we pass on 30 days before. So since the chiyuv to worry about the dinim of Pesach begin 30 days before, so if the fellow is yotze b'shayara, hamafarish v'yotze b'shayara, he's going to go on a trip, he's going to leave within 30 days. Let's say the boys usually leave the dormitory a few days before Pesach, they go back home, wherever they live, in Arba Kampus, or live in California, live in South America. So if they're leaving within 30 days before Yom Tov, then the mechuyav to be by the chametz. If they leave more than 30 days before, then they're not mechuyav to be by the chametz. Then the Gemara raises an issue. Rashi says, it's not a kasha on what we said. Rashi writes over here, Nichta Beresha. Here, the third line from the top, and Rashi on the Avovim base. Loyashmaitin Parech. The Kasha is not a Kasha, what we just said. We established the din Shloshim Am Kodem Achag, or Shtei Shabbos is Kodem Achag. Everything we said is good. It's a Kasha on the Psukim and Chumash. Aseidah Aparshias Kaparach, Mar is a Kasha. How come in Bamidbar, chapter Aleph, you have a story that happened B'chodesh HaSheni in Midbar Sinai? And in chapter Tes, in Bamidbar, you have what happened B'chodesh HaRishon. Aren't the Parshas out of order? So that's what the Gemara says, yes. And you see from this that Emukta Mamiucha Batar. So some merits from the fact that in chapter Aleph in Bamidbar, you have a story that happened B'chodesh HaSheni. And in chapter Tes, you have what happened B'chodesh HaRishon. You see that emuktam amiyucha batera. Then the Gemara said, this idea emuktam amiyucha batera only applies a betray in yoni if it's two different parshios. When you have a psucha or a stuma, so it's a separate paragraph. But b'chode in yoni, if it's in one parsha, it's in one paragraph, then you don't say emuktam amiyucha. The Gemara proves it because the loyte mahachi, we have two klolim from the yud gimel mina shatara hesraim. We have klala pratein b'chalal mashe b'frat. We have a klal, we have another rule from the Yud Gimel, another midah, prat to klal, nasa klal mosif ala prat, and you ignore the prat. So the Gemara says, how do you know that it's a klal of prat? Maybe it's really a prat to klal. If he's old, even within b'chadu in yana, ein muktam amyucha, so must be b'chadu in yana, there is muktam amyucha, betray in yana not. There's a famous story that they tell about the Rebbe Rav Yonasan Eibishitz when he was very young. So he was very brilliant. They say before he was bar mitzvah, they're already reading shiduchim. Someone wanted to grab him up to marry his daughter. So the wealthy man who lived in a different city made up with the shatchan that the girl's father and the boy, but the boy's father will meet in a midpoint between the two cities where they lived, and they'll see if they're interested in going through with the shidduch. So they met in a shul in a certain village. So they asked the boy, they wanted to see if he can say the vater. So he said he should say advater. So he said, what should he say on? So he said, what should he say the vater? So it was a shul that had a siddur. So he said, open the siddur to any page and I'll say advater. So they opened it up to the page, Rabbi Shmuel, I'm Rabbi Shlesha, Samira, Satara, and Idreshes, Bam. So he asked Akasha, usually, it says, Amar Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel Omer means that he disagrees with the one who came before him. But who came before? This is the first paragraph in the Sifra. The Sifra begins, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, B'shlosh esmeyas atarin edresh esbehem. And that's why the last one of the Yugim leaders, the Chan Shnek Sidham Amakrishim Zezah Asher V'kasav HaShlishim Yach Rebbe Neyam, the opening Rashi on the first Pasuk in Vayikra points out that over here, the Khan, and a lot of Siddurim, it says, V'chein sh'nei k'suvim amakrishim. You have 12 meters, then V'chein sh'nei k'suvim is the 13th meter. And others say the correct use is V'kan. Kan means the opening pasuk, V'chomish v'yikra. This piece, this paragraph of Rabbi Shmuel Emer, is the opening paragraph in the Torah's Koyhanim, and it starts making a comment on the first pasuk in v'yikra. Where did the call come from? Where did the call, when Moshe Rabbeinu heard the call Hashem, where did the call come from? So there's a stir between two psuk. So that's next to the Makrish Mazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazaz asked the kasha, why does it say Rabbi Shmuel Amer? It should say Amar Rabbi Shmuel. It's a new memra. Rabbi Shmuel Amer sounds like he's disagreeing with the Tanakhama. There is no Tanakhama. He's the first one who speaks over here. So he said, no. How do you give a name, Yishmael, to a Jewish baby? The Gemara says, Shem Yishan Yirkav. The Gemara says in Yuma, there's a pasuk that says, Shem Yishan Yirkav. The word Yirkav means Yikov. It should be cursed. Like a lot of times people stick in an extra R. In English, you do like that also. So Shem Yishan Yirkav is like Yikov. It should be cursed. So the Gemara says, De la maskin and bishmayu. You don't give a name for a Jewish baby after an Adam Rasha. Let's say before the Second World War, a lot of Jews had a name Adolf. But after the Second World War, Adolf Hitler was responsible for killing so many Jews. So nobody gives a name Adolf. You don't give a name after a Rasha. I remember there was a Meshugana who spent summers with us. So he had a daughter. So he named his baby Ijut Atalia. Ijut was a French prostitute, and Asalia was a marjas in Sefer Melachim. So he gave his daughter a name, two trefa names. You're not allowed to do that. He says, "Shem Yisharim Yigam." You're not allowed to give a name after an Adam Rasha. So how can they give the baby a name Yishmael? So the answer is, Rashi and Chumash says, Yishmael was also tshuva. How did he know Yishmael was also tshuva? Because it says, when Avram Avinu died, Vayikburu also Yitzchak v'Yishmael beno. Yishmael was much older than Yitzchak. So how come it says Yikburu also Yitzchak v'Yishmael beno? So apparently, Yishmael was mechabed Yitzchak. He realized, ki b'Yitzchak v'kor l'chazera, that Yitzchak is carrying over the mission of Avram Avinu to proselytize, to be megayer, to teach monotheism to the world. So the Rabbi Yonis as a child said, how can Rashi prove? Rashi's quoting the Medrash. How can the Medrash prove in that pasuk Vayikburu also Yitzchak v'Yishmael beno that Yishmael was mechabe Yitzchak to go first, even though Yishmael was 13 years older? Maybe in a muktam amyucha batar, maybe the psukim are out of order, maybe really Yishmael went first. So the answer is, B'chodo in Yonah, it's mamish in one pasuk. It's in the same parsha. So b'chodo in Yonah, then certainly yesh mukdam amyucha batar. So that's what he said. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, the fact that they called the baby, they gave a baby, a Jewish baby, named Yishmael, that itself indicates that shlosh and midas are turned into and that there are 13 midas, because you could have said even b'chada parsha, and then there wouldn't be any klala prat prat klal klala prat klal. But the fact that we give a name to a baby Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael Omer, that itself teaches us that these are also midas klala prat prat klal klala prat klal. That b'chada inyana is a yesh mukdam amyucha bater. That's a famous story from the Rebbe Rabbi Yonis and Eibishitz as a child, I think before bar mitzvah. That's how they say. So the Gemara says there is a machlokes whether you don klala prata meruchokim zemis adonim osim klala prata not, but that's only if it's bechad enyone. If it's betraying yone, then it's certainly not done. So Tosis has a problem. Tosis demas avlo betraying yone ain't done. So they have a kasha from the Gemara and Bava Kamma. The Gemara is talking about taking the parsha of Aseres Adibris from Yisro, and the Pasha of the service of Dibra is from Boeschanan, and they're making a klala prata klala over there. It's mamish meruchokim tufa. It's very far away. This is Yisro, and this is Boeschanan. And for Tosis, no, but it's the same as Aseres Adibas. That's like Chodi and Yona, even though it's way, it's a different chumash. This is a chumash mois, and this is a chumash dvarim. But since they're both the same topic, so they have a shaychus with each other, so then you can be done. But normally, if it's in two different parshios, not sedris, not only two sedris, chode inyana means in one parsha, one paragraph. Tre inyana means it's a psucha, a stoma separating. So it's already betray inyana, ain't done, because in mukdam erucha batera, and you can't tell which is the klalan, whether it's a klal prata or prata klal. There's an interesting idea that Tosis says. Avagalti mechokim tuva mishum da seres adibes chashibi kechad inyana the bedibarechad nemru. There was this past Shabbos in the Beis Medrash in the yeshiva. I daven in yeshiva in the Galak Minyan. So they learned nitzav mayelach and they gave seven aliyas. And then they called up Maftir, and instead of laning over the last few psukim in Vayelech, they laned 11 sedras that a lot of people missed because of the corona. So this started from the Shabbos following Purim, was Parshas Tetzaveh. So they laned Tetzaveh, Kisisa. Tetzaveh, Kisisa, Vayakob, Kudei. Then they laned Vayikot, Tzav, Shemini. They laned till Emor. I think they laned either 11 or 12 said they laned a lot. That was the Maftir. That was the Maftir. In the days of the Gemara, we have a minig. It's not a real din. It's a minig that was instituted by the Gaonim, that on Yontif we give five aliyas in the Kriya, and then we give a Hoysofer, and we lane from Parshas Pinchas, the Musafim. That was instituted Bizman HaGaonim. That was a minig, because since the Mishnah says on Yontif, if you want to, you can make Hoysofers. So we make a Hoysofer every Shabbos and every Yontif. We give, on Shabbos, give seven aliyahs, then we make Lahisof, and we give Maftir. Mikra Din, the Rabbeinu Tam says there in Megillah, there's a Machlokes in the Gemara, Machlokes Amoraim, where the Maftir is Oyla Leminyan Akrum, and Maftir is not Oyla Leminyan Akrum. When you say you have to have seven aliyahs, the seventh aliyah is the Maftir, or no, you have to have seven aliyahs plus Maftir. Maftir has to be separate. So there's a Machlokes, how do we paskin? So we follow the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, Mikra Din Maftir is Oyla Leminyan Akrum. How does he know? Because on the Tiny Sibur, the Shlishi is the Maftir. So that shows that the Maftir is one of the Aliyahs. Every Shabbos, all you need is to give seven Aliyahs, and the seventh Aliyah will be the Maftir. But because there was an opinion in the days of the Gemara, there was an Amar who was of the opinion of Maftir, is not Oyla Leminyan Akruim. So we may as well make Hoysofer. Tosfos Rabbeinu Tam says you're permitted to make Hoysofers, and a tiny seed can make Hoysofers because of Bittul Malacha. People have to go to work. Sheni B'Hamisha is Bittul Malacha. And Chalamoid is also Bittul Malacha. Mishchoidish is Bittul Malacha. But on Yontif and Yom Kippur, Yontif we give five aliyahs, Yom Kippur we give six aliyahs, Shabbos give seven aliyahs. So Tosfos is of the opinion, that's Mikir Adin, that you're allowed to make Hoysofers on Yontif, and on Yom Kippur, and on Shabbos. We usually, all year long, we follow the Ran. The Ran on the Rif there, Megillah says, if you look in the Mishnah, it only says Mosifin by Shabbos. Because Shabbos, you have the highest number, you have seven aliyahs. Shabbos is on top. That's Machlokes HaTanaim. How many, on Rosh Chodesh Chol HaMoed, there are four aliyahs. A plain weekday, you give only three aliyahs. Rosh Chodesh Chol HaMoed, there's a little more Kedusha of Soyem, so you give four aliyahs. Yom Tov, you give five aliyahs. And then Shabbos and Yom Kippur is Machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. So we follow Rabbi Shmuel. That's unusual. We follow Rabbi Shmuel. Then Shabbos has seven aliyahs, Yom Kippur has six. Rabbi Kiva is of the opinion of Fakir. Yom Kippur should be seven, and Shabbos should be six. So the Ran on the Rif in Megillah reads the Mishnah saying, Shabbos is on top. Shabbos has the highest number of aliyahs, seven. So Shabbos, you can make 15 aliyahs. You can make as many as you want. Mosifin, but if you'll be Mosif on Yontif, you'll be giving Yontif the Chashivas like Yom Kippur. If you'll be Mosif on Yom Kippur, you'll be giving Yom Kippur the Chashivas like Shabbos. That's not right. You're taking away from the Chashivas of Shabbos or Yom Kippur if you're going to make Hoysofes on a regular Yontif. But Shabbos is on top. Shabbos, you have seven aliyahs, so you can make as many Hoysofes as you want. So usually we follow that opinion, and we don't make any Hoysofes on Yontif. Even Yontif Shcholias B'Shabbos, we don't make Hoysofes. We only make Hoysofes on Simchas Torah. That's Yontif. Our minig is we make Hoysofes on Simchas Torah because it's a Parshas HaShavua Kriya. It's not a Yontif Digger Kriya. Whenever you do a Yontif Digger Kriya, even if it's Yontif Shcholias B'Shabbos, Shabbos is on top. Even according to the Ran, you can make Hoysofes on Shabbos. You can make instead of seven more. Our minig is whenever it's a Yontif Digger Kriya, we don't make Hoysofes. That's a Rav Soloveitchik explain what the minig is. And whenever it's a Shabbos Dikki Kriya, like a Simchas Torah, we lay in a Parsha Sashva, we lay in a Zayis HaBracha, so then we do allow Hoysofes. But Mikra Din, you may do Hoysofes even on Shabbos and even on Yontif and even on Yom Kippur. So that's what the Rabbeinu Tam says, that the practice that we have, that we give five aliyahs on Yom Tov, then we give maftir and another aliyah, it's to satisfy that opinion that maftir is not all the men yakrimim, they're not paskin like that, but we may as well satisfy all the opinion because the mutter to make our suffers. So this idea is mutter to make our suffers by medvar mamurim. If you're spreading the wealth around, you're giving more people aliyahs. Instead of only giving, let's say, five aliyahs to five people, you're going to give six aliyahs, five aliyahs, and maftir is going to be another person. But during the corona epidemic, in quite a few shuls, they made up that the Balkar is going to get all of the aliyahs. He's going to get all the six aliyahs, all the seven aliyahs on Shabbos. So if he took all the seven aliyahs, it doesn't make sense. He should take an eighth aliyah. He should make a haysofa. Why are you making? The idea of making haysofa is to spread the wealth. More people should get aliyahs. Instead of seven people getting aliyahs, you give eight people, you give 10 people. But if the same person's getting all the seven aliyahs because you don't want other people to touch each other, you don't want to transmit the germs or the virus from one person to the other. So it doesn't make sense to have seven aliyahs on Shabbos plus an eighth aliyah. The same person is getting eight aliyahs. It doesn't make sense. So that's why in those shuls, where they made up that the Balkar is going to get all the seven aliyahs, so you don't make separate brachas from maftir. He just, the shvi will be the maftir. You have it once in a while in Shulchan Aruch like that. In Shulchan Aruch it says like that. If there's only one person, Bizman HaGemara, the one who got the aliyah would lane the aliyah. In the days of the Gainim, they introduced this system that we have. You have a Balkari who lanes for everybody. Kedei shalo levayesh es mi she'eini yodea. But in the days of the Gemara, whoever got the aliyah would lane. So the Tosefta, the Rishonim all quote the Tosefta Megillah. What if there's only one person in Shul and the Minyan and knows how to lane? So this is the Tosefta was written before they had the institution of having a Balkari to lane for everybody. Nobody lanes their own. So it says there's only one person in Shul. See, he takes all of the seven aliyahs. So he says he gets up, he lanes, and he sits down. Then he gets up, he lanes, and he sits down. And he goes up, he sits down to indicate that it's seven separate aliyahs. Then the Rishonim say that was only necessary, that the Sefta says he has to walk up and sit down, walk up and sit down to separate between the seven aliyahs. That's only Bizmanat Hanoim, that the Mishnah says in Megillah, the practice was Bizmanat Hanoim, that the Kohen gets the first aliyah, says the Bracha Shabbach Abanu, and the one who gets the last aliyah says the Bracha Shenasan Lanu. It treats the whole Kriyas Torah as one long unit. But during the lifetime of Rabbi Shmuel and Bovil, the Gemara gives a whole explanation why they changed the Takana, and they recommended that each Oyla Latar should say his own bracha before and after. And for every aliyah, you should have. So that's what the Rishonim had on that. Bizmana said that if there's only one person in Shul who knows how to, who's taking all the aliyahs, he's taking, so it does make sense to give seven aliyahs plus maftir. He hogs all the, he ready. What are you making? I sofa. You're not spreading the wealth over here by more people. It's the same person. So you only make seven aliyahs, and the seventh aliyah will be the maftir. And he's doing all the seven aliyahs, saying a bracha before and after. There's no need for him to sit down in between one aliyah and the other. He's separating between the various aliyahs by saying the bracha shenasan lano, then by saying bracha Hashem Mabarach, Hashem bracha banu on the next aliyah, and so on. So strictly speaking, let's say if you have the shul now in Yeshiva, they have the plexiglass to separate in between the Balkore and an Oyla Latoyra. So they are giving different people aliyahs. On Shabbos, seven people got the seven aliyahs of Nitzav Mayelech, and then one person got the long aliyah, the Hoysafe, where they laned all those 11 or 12 sedras. I forgot already how many sedras they laned. It took a long time. It took a little over an hour and a half, this long aliyah, this haysofa. So the Zemog and Avram, if you missed the Kriyas HaTorah 1 week, you want to make up the next week. So let's say you missed Bechukosai, and next week is Bamidbar. So the Mogen Avram quotes from the Maharamin said, that's not right. The lane Bamidbar, to lane Bechukosai and Bamidbar from two different Chumashim, that's not right to lane that together. Why is it not right? What's so bad about that? So it could be that what he means is that maybe he means to say that it's a Kriya Shaloi Kechsova, you're learning from a totally two different svarim, and you're presenting it as if it's a hemshech. It's a different sefer with four blank lines in between Bereshis and Shmos, in between Shmos and Vayikra, and so on. You have four blank lines in the Chumash. So maybe that's what it means, that it's like a kriya shaloi kechsava, a run-on sefer, a run-on book. You're going to finish Vayikra and start Bamidbar in the same aliyah. Two different aliyahs, a different story. We finish with Zayis HaBrach, and then a different person gets Chos and Bereshis. That's a different aliyah. But the same aliyah to learn from two different Chumashim, maybe that's a shtikala violation of Shaloi Kechsava. That was a suggestion. But how can you say that? But the Mishnah says that because you learn it out from the Shivas Imeh Amiluim, the last 7 days in Chodesh Ador, when they completed building the Mishkan, days of Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Shivas Imeh Amiluim, there was a din, Ahirah, Shoah, not Ladaris. Pesach Amar Yeshu Shivas Yamim Yom Balayla. Aaron Abonav had to sit there. Yishama Mishmeres Hashem. So part of the, and there were special kabbanas that had to be brought in the Shivas Me'amiluim. And part of the Seder of the Shivas Me'amiluim is they had a lane, the Kriyas HaTorah, for the Me'amiluim. So that was a Hirasha. But the Gemara learns that L'Duris, Kashu Asab Yamaz Atziv Hashem Lasses L'Chapar Alechem. Lasses refers to Paradum L'Chapar Alechem, refers to Yom Kippur. The first daf in Gemara Yuma. So in Yom Kippur also, the Kohen Gadol as a chelik of the Seder Avodah has to learn from three different parshias, from parshas Achrimos, Emor, and from Pinchas. That's one aliyah. He learns from three different sedras, from two different chumashim. Achrimos and Emor is from Vayikra. Then he says from Pinchas, that's from Chumash Bamidbar. So that's a kriyas haTorah deraisa. And when you make a paraduma in the history of the world, they made 9 paradumas in the past. That's what the Mishnah says. And Lase Lavoi, when Moshiach will come, they'll make the 10th paraduma. So when you make a paraduma, the din is you have to learn Parshas Parah. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Yesham and Akriyas Parshas Parah is the Raisa. So the Vilna Gaon says it must be a misprint. Where does it say you have to learn Parshas Parah? So I think the Stipler writes in one place, he thinks that's what it means. You're learning Parshas Parah when you're making a paraduma. That's what the Gemara says. Just like on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has to learn a Kriyas HaTorah Deraisa. So too, when you make a paraduma, that's a Kriyas HaTorah Deraisa. Just like the Shivas Me'am Miluim, the Kriya was part of the din. So the question Rebbe? Is, yeah.
But I thought by the isn't there by the drasha where the Kohen, the Sgan Kohen, has to stay in the Lishkas HaEvan for 7 days? Doesn't the Gemara approach that more as a derabanan, as opposed to the Yom Kippur, I think? No?
I don't remember. I have to chazer the Gemara again. But on the first, there's a machlokes of Yechon Reish Lakish, whether the prisha, both by Purah and by Kohen Gadol, is learned after that one pasuk, or maybe it's only the Kohen Gadol. Maybe the prisha Purah is only the Rabban. I think that's machlekes of Yechon Reish Lakish and the first daf in Yuma. Yeah. So the one who learns it out, that both are deraisa, learns it out from Kalshiras Abiyam Azeh, Siv Hashem Lasses L'chaper Aleichem. In the Nusach Ashkenaz of the Seder Avodah Yom Kippur, they quote that pasuk. Kalshiras Abiyam Azeh, Lasses is Maisa Por, L'chaper Aleichem is Yom Kippurim. Yeah. So that's a question. How can you say that a kriya from two different chumashim, shaloi kechsavai, if the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur says he gets one aliyah, and he says he learns from Achrimos and more, and from Chumash Abkudim, he learns from Pinchas. I thought that just like this, it says over here that from Yisro to Veshanan is not considered Trey and Yoni, even though it's Merchokim Harbei. It's a totally different chumash, but they're both talking about Aseres Hadibus. I thought if the Kohen Gadol is learning all the parshas of Yom Kippur, that's not called Shelo Kichsav. But if you're just learning parshas of Shavua and you learn Tetzaveh, Kisiso, Yaakov, Pikudet, then you learn the next Balkori, they had quite a few Balakriya. So each Balkori learned one Sedra, and the one who got the Aliyah had all these 11, 12 sedras. That was his Isofa, yeah. So if you're learning from two chumashim, that could be, maybe that's what the Maramint meant to say. Okay. Maybe we'll continue tomorrow. Yes.
Could it be also that since on Yom Kippur,